So Tulsi Gabbard is the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, which means she sits on top of the 17 other intelligence agencies, including the CIA, NSA, etc. And as you may be aware, this was just the biggest news on Friday. She has now accused publicly Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and many other officials of engaging in treasonous acts to try to carry out a political coup against Donald Trump during Trump's first term, remember, which began in January of 2017 after Hillary Clinton lost the election. Now, the Democrats, of course, they rigged that election. They just didn't rig it enough. They underestimated the amount of rigging that they would need, and thus they all assumed that Hillary Clinton would win because they thought they had it, you know, for sure. That was a done deal. But the popular outpouring for Trump overrode the cheating of the Democrats. Trump became president. And from that point forward, from when that election was decided in, well, really in November of 2016, all the way through until January 20th of 2017, the Obama officials conspired to carry out an intelligence-driven coup to try to unseat President Trump. And that was the Steele dossier. It was the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. It involved MI6. MI6 was actually really pivotal in this entire operation. And you've probably heard all this before. We all have. And the big question in our minds has been, well, how did these people get away with this? You know, why weren't they prosecuted ever? Well, it looks like perhaps they're going to be prosecuted. Now, I know some of you who are more on the skeptical side, and I don't blame you, are going to be saying something like, yeah, they're never going to be prosecuted. This is just smoke and mirrors. This is just a distraction from the Epstein files. You may be right. I mean, that's the natural thought in all of this. But it's also extremely rare for the DNI, I mean, this has never happened, actually, to publicly accuse a former president and his administration of engaging in treason. So that's a first. I mean, that's, wow, that's a point of divergence for the United States of America. Because we've always known there were factions within the deep state, of course. There were sort of pro-neocon factions. And then there were pro-Democrat factions that hate America and want to see America overthrown, etc. Those factions, typically the battles they would wage against each other would be behind the scenes, in the shadows. Nothing would really be made public. You would see maybe little tiny hints of some maneuvers if you were paying attention. But for the most part, the public had no idea that these factions were fighting each other. Well, now, Tulsi Gabbard has thrown down the gauntlet on the Obama-Clinton faction. And remember, it was Obama that actually ran Joe Biden for his 4 years of his fake presidency. Pretty much, the Biden presidency was just Obama's third term. We all know that. And that third term did extensive damage to America. Extensive damage. For example, shutting down the energy infrastructure of America. That's what Biden did on day one. When he was sworn in, even though he was a fake president, even though he didn't win, he signed a bunch of executive orders to do what? Oh, to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, for one thing, and 100 other pipelines and potential energy exploration operations and offshore drilling operations and things like that. And immediately, of course, the FBI went out to arrest thousands of peaceful J6 protesters who were some of the top pro-Trump voices. So they were carrying out a coup, the Democrats, and yet they were projecting onto Trump their own behavior, which is what Democrats always do. Remember, whatever they accuse you of doing is what they are doing. So they were carrying out a coup, but they wanted to frame Trump for a coup that never happened. You know, the Russia hoax, saying that Russia carried out a coup against America by getting Donald Trump elected. That was their narrative. It was completely false. Now, Tulsi Gabbard turning over these people to the DOJ for prosecution. Obviously, this is going to depend on Pam Bondi actually doing something with this information, and it's not clear that she will. We don't know yet. But if she does, you need to think about where this is going. We all do. And for the record, I 100% support this effort. I 100% support Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and, frankly, James Comey and Jake Sullivan and the whole long list of these traitors. I fully support them being marched out with handcuffs and prosecuted for treason and facing the punishment for treason if the court finds them to be guilty, and what, you know, whatever the punishment the courts hand down, I'm okay with that. And, you know, there are a lot of different potential punishments for treason. There is no question in my mind that Barack Obama carried out treason. I was talking about it during his term. And so was Alex Jones. I mean, he did a whole documentary on Obama. Obama, his entire mission was to wreck the United States of America. Clearly, that was his mission. And he achieved that to a very large degree, and to set off race wars and racial tensions inside America, and to push DEI and push wokeism, shut down our energy, give billions of dollars to Iran so they can build nuclear weapons. Remember that? Obama even arranged for Iran to capture U.S. drones and a U.S. naval vessel as well, a boat, a patrol boat that had all our decryption communications equipment on it. So Obama was a straight-up traitor, and Obama wasn't even really American. And yes, Obama's birth certificate was faked. Of course it was. They accidentally released it in Photoshop format with multiple layers. We could see all the different layers that were assembled. I mean, and then the media covered it all up, of course. So what would happen, I ask you, if Barack Obama is handcuffed and charged with treason and thrown in jail and prosecuted, and other officials? I mean, think about Hillary Clinton. You can't hand out enough punishment to ever make up for the evil that that woman has carried out in her lifetime. She's off the charts on the evil scale. But what would happen culturally if Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and others are arrested and charged with treason? I think it's pretty clear that this would be the last straw for a lot of people on the left who are just about to plunge into just outright civil war. You're already seeing the early stages of that. I think we are in the early stages of a civil war right now. And the reason I say that is because I see things like in California, when ICE agents go after illegals there, the locals erupt and attack the ICE vehicles. And in one case recently, local towing companies were towing away the vehicles of the ICE agents as they were arresting, you know, illegals there. So they're stealing the cars of ICE agents. We are seeing rising levels of resistance. And in one case, when ICE raided a marijuana farm or cannabis farm in California, there was video footage captured of at least one of the illegals there opening fire with a handgun on ICE agents as they were fleeing the ICE agents. I think ICE arrested hundreds of illegals off that cannabis farm. But yes, shots were fired. Nobody was hit, to my knowledge. Nobody was injured on either side from that gunfire. I do think that one illegal died after leaping off a building or something and, you know, trying to flee the agents and jumped and ended up killing himself. But there were not gunfire deaths. However, that's probably coming. That's sort of the next step of where this is going. And again, if Obama and Hillary Clinton and others are arrested, and they should be arrested, then, man, you know, all hell is going to break loose. But what other option do we have? You know, the rule of law needs to be applied here. And so I support very aggressive enforcement of the law against these traitors. What they did to Trump was a crime. It was not just immoral. It was not just, you know, cheating behavior, just horrific immoral behavior. It was more than that. It was a crime. It was a crime against America, a crime against the voters, a crime against democracy. And they did manage to largely shut down Trump's first administration, his first term. I mean, they had him defending himself against the treason accusations for nearly all 4 years. And that was part of the whole point of it. Let's tie him up, you know. Let's tie up Trump with endless accusations. And the media was all over Trump. And Jeff Sessions was clearly threatened into non-action. So he just hid in a closet, I think, for 2 years. And all of this was done by the CIA, the FBI. It was done by Barack Obama. It was led by Barack Obama, who also helped run Black Lives Matter, by the way. It was also run by MI6, and this is one of the reasons to this day that Trump has no pity for the UK leadership. This is part of the reason why Trump is waging a currency war against the EU. You know, look, there's so much going on. Trump just slapped 30% tariffs on the EU. And months earlier, at the beginning of this year, what did he do? He and his friends, they bought all the gold they could out of the UK and out of the exchanges there, brought it all back to New York. Why? Because there's a currency war underway, and whoever has the gold is the winner. And whoever doesn't have the gold is going to be destroyed. And the EU, I mean, the euro currency is toast. The EU economy is toast. The UK is toast. They're probably facing a domestic revolution of sorts as well. The Nord Stream pipeline destruction is also seriously harming, you know, the EU's economy, industry, etc., especially in Germany. Romania, Poland are also affected. France is affected. So there's a war. There's a rift between the United States and Europe. And then there's also internally inside the U.S., there's a rift between different factions of what we might call the deep state or the intelligence communities. Now, as you know, I don't agree with Trump on everything, and I think he really poorly handled the Epstein files. But I know that Trump won 3 elections. He won in 2020. And what they did to Trump in his first term was outrageous. And people should go to prison for the rest of their lives for what they did to Trump during that first term. The lawfare, the level of deception, just the plotting against America that took place under Obama and Hillary Clinton and many other top officials, some of whom served in the Biden administration. Those people should go to jail for the rest of their lives, or whatever the court decides is appropriate. When that happens, we should all be prepared for a domestic revolt, or if that happens, I should say, a domestic revolt on a scale that we've never seen before. So that will likely be focused in the blue cities and the blue states. So the good news for those of you who are in red states and red cities, red counties, it's not going to come to your doorstep. So don't flip out, oh, civil war, like the whole country is going to be on fire. No, not at all. It's going to be the blue cities. And you'll end up seeing, if this occurs, you'll see Trump declaring some form of martial law. That may not be the proper term because it won't really be military rule. It'll still be Trump in charge, but it'll be military on the streets. So let's say curfews in those blue cities and checkpoints, even on just the main roads in those cities. I mean, you could see a military presence in those cities that would be unimaginable years ago. This is the kind of thing that I think could happen very quickly following the arrest of Barack Obama. What would be important for the Trump administration to do here is to get the story out about Barack Obama's crimes against America as quickly as possible, because there's a lot of people who voted for Barack Obama who don't even yet know the truth. There's a lot of, well, let's say especially white women. White women voted for Barack Obama in huge numbers, like 70%. And they still like Obama as a person because they don't know the truth about what he did. So if you're going to prosecute Barack Obama, you have to tell the story. You got to lay it out for the American people of what this guy did, how he was a traitor, how his birth certificate was faked, and he was never even qualified to be president, which means that his entire presidency should be null and void, just like Joe Biden's fake presidency. So we've got three presidential terms that are null and void, you know, from 2009 until, well, just ending in January of this year, with one Trump administration stuck in the middle of that. But three Democrat administrations that were fraudulent, fake, and should be nullified. Think about that. But that story has to be told. And the best way to do that is to involve all the influencers and the social media people. And, you know, look, the White House made a huge mistake with the Epstein binders and the Epstein files, and they brought in all these influencers and they gave them a binder that said Epstein, you know, phase one. And there's nothing new in there. And then later on, Trump said there are no Epstein files. It's a Democrat hoax. Okay, that's the wrong way to leverage influencers to tell your story. The right way would be to have Trump and other officials do the circuit of interviews across every independent media and alternative podcast that you could possibly imagine, even mine. You know, get on my podcast. Doesn't have to be Trump. It could be Stephen Miller. I'd be happy to interview Stephen Miller. Get people, or, you know, Don Jr., or whoever, get on my podcast. Obviously, get on Alex Jones. Get on all the top podcasts. You know, Tucker, of course. You know, see if you can get on Joe Rogan. And tell this story repeatedly, day after day after day, and have it backed by facts. Have it backed by documents, because the documents are right there. Tulsi Gabbard turned over those documents to the DOJ. The documents are, I mean, they're irrefutable. The Obama White House was told by the intelligence community that there's no tie between Russia and Trump. They were told that repeatedly. Those were the conclusions of the assessments over and over again. And yet, Obama decided to just throw that away and say, no, we're going to pretend that Russia interfered in the election. We're just going to go with that, and we're going to make it up as we go along. I mean, that's the truth about what actually happened. That's what Obama did. And that's a crime. But we've got to tell that story with compelling, irrefutable evidence. And that story has to be told repeatedly through multiple channels, not just Fox News. You know why? People don't even trust Fox News anymore, except the boomer class. You know, the boomer class of people just turn on Fox News and they believe everything Fox says. Fox was part of the rigging of the election against Trump. Don't forget that. Fox called Arizona early to shut down the polls. Fox was in on it. You know, the Murdochs are in on it. The Wall Street Journal just ran a hit piece on Trump with the fake letter. So this is a letter he wrote to Jeffrey Epstein. That's nonsense. All of us know Trump doesn't write like that. The first clue is it doesn't have all kinds of weird mixed case capital letters all over the place. You know, when Trump types, he's got weird caps. It's like random caps key or something. Nobody knows what that means, but the letter didn't have any of that. It's like, this Trump didn't even write this. So it's just another Wall Street Journal hoax to try to take out Trump like they did in his first term. So you see, this is what the Trump administration needs to understand. If you don't arrest these traitors, if you don't hold them accountable for their crimes, they're going to just keep doing it. You have to arrest them. You got to arrest every last one of them. You got to prosecute them. You got to send them to prison. That's the only way this ever stops. Anything short of that, you're just inviting them to do it again. And they will. They're already trying. So stay informed, folks, and check out our gold and silver sponsor when you want stability in your finances. Just go to metalswithmike.com. That'll take you to Battalion Metals. That's our longtime sponsor and partner in metals. Precious metals at very good pricing, guaranteed, insured, discreet delivery to you, or you can use their vaulting services or their IRS-compliant silver IRAs, things like that. So check it out at metalswithmike.com, and yeah, thank you for listening. Take care.
Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com, and we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now after a long search. The supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So, of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high-quality, ultra-clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.